Please, stop that. Look at the mess you've made. James, pick that up. And John, sit still. Now, where were we?
John has to ask the four questions. If he can remember them.
Why does John always get to ask the four questions?
Because I'm the youngest, thank you.
You know, hearing this same argument year after year gets a little stale.
Children, this is supposed to be a solemn occasion.
It's not my fault, he started.
Mother!
John!
Good.
James.
Sorry.
What? What?
Oh, please.
Why is this night different from all other nights? On all other nights, we eat either leavened bread or unleavened. On this night, why only unleavened? On all other nights, we eat herbs of any kind. On this night, why only bitter herbs? On all other nights, we do not dip our herbs even once. On this night, why do we dip them twice? And on all other nights, we eat meat cooked in any way, but on this night, only roasted lamb.
We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Eternal, our God, brought us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Now if God had not brought out our forefathers from Egypt, then even we, our children, and our grandchildren might still have been enslaved to Pharaoh.
Was your father really a wandering Aramean, Papa? I thought he was a fisherman, but last year you said he was a wandering Aramean.
No, you're right. He was a fisherman. Saying my father was a wandering Aramean is just one way to tell the Passover story.
What did I tell you?
I think I'm confused.
Don't worry. Someday this will all come clear. Should I tell the story 1,000 times? As the rabbi says, the more one tells of the departure from Egypt, the more is he to be praised. So you see, it's yet another blessing on my head.
Papa, may we please just answer the four questions?
The questions, yes. Well, John, you asked about the lamb, so I'll tell you. It is because the Holy One passed over the houses of our forefathers in Egypt, as it is written, and you shall say it is the Passover offering for the Eternal who passed over the houses of the children of Israel.
And what is the reason for this matzah which we eat? As it is written in the Torah, the dough which they had brought from Egypt, they baked into cakes of unleavened bread, for it had not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and they could not tarry.
And I know why we only eat bitter herbs.
I think I remember this one from last year, but I'm still not sure I know why I ask the same four questions every year.
It's just the way we do this. Shh.
We eat the bitter herbs to remember that the Egyptians made life bitter for our fathers.
As it is written, and they embittered their lives with hard labor, with mortar and bricks, with every kind of work in the fields. All the work which they made them do was rigorous. Not, of course, unlike the work your father does daily.
And each of us must look upon himself as if he personally had come out from Egypt. As the Torah says, and thou shalt tell thy son on that day, saying, it is because of that which the Eternal did to me when I went forth from Egypt. It was not only our forefathers whom the Holy One redeemed, but he redeemed us with them.
That's why it is our duty to thank him with songs and prayers. He brought us out from slavery to freedom, from anguish to joy, from sorrow to festivity, and from darkness to great light.
Amen.
Children, the Lord is good. He gave us the Sabbath, the Torah, and the land of Israel. And he gave us a temple where we could atone for our sins.
Papa, will we someday get to see the temple?
Yes, John. Perhaps some year very soon we'll all get to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Passover. But remember that tonight, all of Israel is with us when we celebrate the Passover, even here. Remember, tonight is different from all other nights.
Tell us again what happened on that night.
Papa lifted his cup, and dipping his finger in it, he dropped a drop of wine for each of the plagues that the Lord had brought upon Egypt. And he spoke.
The Lord had brought judgments against Egypt, just as Moses said would happen. Flies, gnats, frogs, and all the rest. He did justice to their idols and cast them down. But Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not listen. He would not set the children of Israel free. So the Lord spoke to Israel and said that each household should sacrifice an unblemished lamb, and with a bunch of hyssop, paint the doorposts and lintel with its blood. Then the Lord came to execute his final judgment. He passed over every house where the blood was seen, but in all others he smote the firstborn.
It was then that Pharaoh let the people of Israel go.
It was because of the lamb's blood that they were spared from judgment?
Yes, only because of the blood. And when they left Egypt, they left rejoicing.